Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now at the very bottom of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph Masachet Kiddushin, continuing on with the issue of Kiddushei Na'aran Kiddushei Ktana. Ba'aminei Rava Mirav Nachman. So Rava asked his Rebbe of Nachman the following question: Na'ara Ma'ushet Ta'ase Shaliach Lekabel Gita Miyad Ba'ala. According to the Rabbanan, an Ara can accept her own get. Can she make a shaliach to accept her get? And now here's the question. Kiara via damia, do we understand her to be an extension of her father? Or kechatzera via damia, do we understand her to be sort of part of the domain of her father? Kiara via damia, do we understand her as a yad ma'avia mashvi shaliach, afina mashvi shaliach? Just like her father can appoint a shaliach, so she can she. Perhaps we regard her as a chotzer of her father. And she's not divorced till it gets to her. Now, the question is, could Rava really ask that of Rav Nachman? Since when did Rava have that doubt? Meaning, since when could he even entertain the second half of that, second side of that dilemma? We have this in the 8th parak of Gitin. If the man puts the get into the hands of a sleeping slave who belongs to the wife, and she's watching the slave, then the get is valid. Neor, if the slave is awake, ain't no get. Why? Neor, am I ain't no get? Why? In that discussion we said, why is it invalid if he's awake? Because the Eved is a chatzer that's being watched away from her consent. Meaning, the Eved is a human being, can get up and walk around as he wishes. Things may be protected in his domain, but not based on her say-so. In other words, she doesn't have coverage over it. So if you're going to tell me that the girl is also considered a chatzer of her father, then she won't be divorced even when she gets the get. Because it's a chatzer that's being watched without the consent of her father. Meaning her father doesn't have control of her body, that she's like an inanimate chatzer. And therefore, since Rava is the one who ruled that if you put the get into the hands of an alert and awake slave who is the property of the wife, it's invalid because the slave is a chatzer and it's mishtamer shelo l'da'ato. Similarly here, you'd have to say that if the man gave the girl the get, it's mishtamer shelo l'da'ato via, and she wouldn't be divorced even when she got it. So therefore, you can't entertain that as the possibility. He must agree that a na'ara is yaravia. If the na'ara is mechatzravia, then we'd have to really agree with Rabbi Yehuda that she could never be divorced by getting to get herself. This was what Rava really asked of Nachman. Is she as strong as yaravia? She can make a shliach, although or not. Amralei einos shliach. Rav Nachman answered very simply, she can't make a shliach. So then he challenged him. If a ktana who's married says to a shaliach, go get the get for me, this is also in Gittin, then the get is invalid until it comes to her, because she cannot make a shliach kabbalah, but she can make a shliach to fetch it for her. So what's the implication? Ha na'ara is a get. The implication is if a na'ara told somebody, go get a get for me, the divorce would be effective immediately as soon as he received it, which means that a na'ara can make a shaliach. No, hachmaskin b'shein la'av. No, that case of the ktana is talking about a ktana who's an orphan. There is no av. So, hamilik tani seifa imam, meaning if she's a na'ara, certainly she can do it because there is no av to interfere with her independence. Hamilik tani seifa imam ravia tseva kabel get leviti ratzal ba'al achzor ba'loy achzor. In the next clause in the Mishnah, it says that if her father told a shaliach to go get the get, the get's invalid immediately when he receives it. The husband can't change his mind. So it implies that the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where the father's alive. And father's alive, a ketana can't appoint a shaliach, but a na'ara can. No. Chasur me'achzor v'achiktani. The Mishnah is a bit deficient. Here's what it should read. Tana shamayt kabaligiti, and I'll get it shagiyat yet liyadam. If a ktana says, go get the get, it's invalid till she gets it. Ha na'ara, and the implication is a na'ara is a get, the get is valid immediately. And this entire thing is only if she's an orphan. If she has a father, and the father says to a shaliach, go get the get, then the husband cannot change his mind. But a na'ara who goes, who appoints a shaliach while her father's alive, then, at least the way that Rav Nachman would read it, the shlichut is not valid, and the get is nothing until it gets to her hands, and the husband can change his mind until that time. Okay, next piece. Idmar. If a Tana accepts Kiddushin without her father's consent, what's the halacha? We should normally say it's nothing. She needs a get, and she also has to go through miyun and walk out on the husband. Very strange. So Amar Karna. Karna, who was a chaver of Shmuel, said, Dvarim bego, there's something weird inside of this. Meaning, there's something that doesn't make sense. Im get lama miyun, im miyun lama get. Both of these are methods of destroying the marriage or nullifying the marriage. So why do you need both? So now, Amrule, Hamar Ukva of Edina de Kafri. We have Mar Ukva and that Beit Din, the Beit Din in Kafri. Here's what happened. Afchuha, they turned the information around. They said that Karna said that, and we'll see, they're testing out to see what Rav would say about this. Karna thinks it's nuts. If you need a get, why need me, etc. So they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the statement and flip it, because we know Rav has a lot of regard for Shmuel. We'll have Shmuel saying your position, and you'll be saying Shmuel's position. Shadru alakami to Rav, right? And so the message they sent to Rav was that Karna said she needs to get in miyun, and that Shmuel had said that's nuts. Amar lahu hai Elohim, and Rav's answer was, I can't believe it. He took an oath. Tzricha geru tzricha miyun. Indeed, she needs both. God forbid that Shmuel's father, Abba Bar Abba, Shmuel's father, God forbid that Abba Bar Abba's kid would say such a thing. And as he's saying about Shmuel, he says, I don't believe that Shmuel would have said it. And as Rav caught on to the fact that they had switched the information. So in other words, we have confirmation from Rav that that's the position now. But Tom am I, why do you need both? Am Ravacha Bered Ravika, Tzricha get, why does she need to get? Shem manit ratzav b'kiddushin. Perhaps father really liked the kiddushin, and then the kiddushin are valid. She also needs miyun. Why? Perhaps father was not happy with kiddushin, but they're going to see her getting a get. And therefore, if they see her getting a get, they'll know that if that same guy gives her sister kiddushin, it'll be absolutely invalid and she won't need a get. Therefore, they make her have miyun to generate the information that we do not know if there's kiddushin here, which means since we do not know if there's kiddushin, and if subsequently the husband gives kiddushin to the girl in question's sister, that also may be kiddushin, and she cannot marry anybody else without a get. Because if we knew for sure that the original marriage was valid, and it's evidenced by the fact that you need a get, they would say if he then gave kiddushin while the original girl's alive, gave kiddushin to her sister, it's nothing. And therefore she can marry somebody else without benefit of a get. So to make sure people don't think that, we also enforce miyun. That's why we do it. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, v'hu sheshidchu. Rav Nachman says the first halacha, which is that you need a get, is only if there was a shidduch in advance, meaning that beforehand there was an arrangement between the families that they were going to get married, and this was just the shall we say, the final step. Ula mar filu miyun ena tzricha. Then Ula comes and says, and we're going to see where he says this, that she doesn't even need miyun. Sounds like, certainly doesn't need a get, doesn't even need miyun. So, afagav de shidchu? Could Ula be saying, even though the families were already talking to each other and sent gifts to each other and made arrangements to get married, and then the girl accepted the kiddushin without her father's express say-so, she doesn't even need miyun? So the answer is, matniha lo matniha. You can't accept both statements, hu de shidchu and lo tzricha miyun. Because lo tzricha miyun would be talking about a girl who never met the guy before, there was no connection before, and she accepted kiddushin from him. So Ula would say, there's no reason here, but there's no reason to think father was approved of it. It's not even kiddushin miyun, nothing. And we're going to challenge that in a minute, the second piece. Now, ikadami, there's another version of it. Amar Ula k'tanishin k'chash lo tatavia filu miyun en lo tzricha. As he says, it is the full-on statement. That a katana who accepts kiddushin without her father's consent needs nothing, including, not doesn't even need miyun. So, Meiti Rav Kahana, there's two challenges to this. First of all, Bechulan, this is the first Mishnah Yevamot. The first Mishnah Yevamot, if you recall, lists 15 arayot that if they fall, if they're legitimately married, but they fall to an erva, in other words, their husband is fine, but their husband's brother is a problem. Classic example is a man marries his niece. His brother, the husband dies, she then falls to her own father. So not only is she patur min hayibum, but the tzarot are patur min hayibum. However, what happens if before she fell, the marriage got dissolved, there was a get, or there was miyun, or it turns out she's annihilated, or any one of those things, then the yivama, the tzarot are back in the picture. That's the background. Now, that if the girl does miyun, then the tzarot can go ahead and have yibum, because they're not tzarot erev anymore. And remember, we're talking about the classic case is bito, which means a man marries his daughter off to his brother. The brother dies. She then falls to her own father, which means father's alive. So how could miyun be in there if father's alive? With the kidshaman, who gave her kiddushin? Who accepted her kiddushin? Elam the kidshavia. If you believe that her father accepted her kiddushin, miyun sagila. There's no miyun on the table. It's kiddushin daraita. Get malia by you. You need a full get. Alav the kidshihi nafsha. Must be she accepted her own kiddushin. Uktanet by a miyun. You see she needs miyun. So ula has been rejected. No, who motive lav? Who mafarik lav? Rav Kahana, who challenged Ula, gave his own answer. He said, this is a girl who became a Yitoma B'chayav. In other words, this girl was 9 years old. Her father married her off. She then became widowed or divorced from marriage. She's no longer under the domain of her father. She then went and accepted her own Kiddushin afterwards. But as Kiddushay Ktana, it's Kiddushay Miyun, so she could do Miyun. And father has no more purview over her. But that doesn't tell us that a normal Ktana, who's still tied to the father, that her Kiddushin would have any validity. All right, second challenge. Meitiv Rav Hamnuna. Ein Mochra L'Krovim, Shem Elazar Mochra L'Krovim. This we had in the first parak about an Ameivriya. Machlok Rav Elazar Chachamim about whether she could be sold to Krovim, because after all, Krovim cannot act upon Yud. This we discussed also then. That everybody agrees, meaning Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim agree, that you can sell her, if let's say she's an almana, she can become an ameivriya to a kohen gadol. Let's say she's a grusha, she can become an ameivriya to a regular kohen, even though those are isurei lavin or isurei kedusha. Now, hi almana echidami, how could this girl be an almana? Elam edikit shavia, if her father was mekadesh her, and then she was married, and then the husband died. So, mimatzim husband, you can't sell her at all. Right? We agree that a man, once he's been Mekadesh's daughter, and that has ended in some way, he can no longer sell her to me an Amma Ivriya. Elav the Kaddishi Nafsha, must be that she was Mekadesh herself, Fekakari La Almana, and we call her an Almana, which means that her marriage is a valid marriage. And not only Kiddushin Miyun, it's a proper Kiddushin. So you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a girl who was sold into Shifchut. She was sold to be a slave. And then 6 years later, the master was miyayed her. And then the master died, so she's called Lunalmona. Father can still resell her because it's going to follow that the original payment of Avdut was not for Kiddushin, which means the father only sold her as a shifcha. You're allowed to sell her as a shifcha twice consecutively. At the end of her 6 years, or sometime earlier than that, the master was miyayed her. He then died, so she's an almana. Father could still sell her because it's shifchut acha shifchut, but that will ultimately follow according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says the original money was not for Yehud. If you say the original money was for Yehud, the minute that the master's miyayed her, then the father has already been mekadesh her, and then he has no more domain over her. Okay, we'll stop at this point. And Amir Hashem, in the next podcast, we will complete our study of this sugya and take us to the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Hamad Aleph. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.